And we have Mitchell Rentschler in our studio this morning, financial advisor for Edward Jones here in Mexico. And thanks for coming in this morning.
I appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for having me.
And we appreciate you coming in. You come in once a month and talk to us a little bit about financial news. And there's a lot of things going on right now in the news about the stock market. We just want to start off with the stock market, as news reports have been saying that there may be a downturn coming in the stock market. Is there a legitimate fear there, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, there's been a lot of news that's obviously came out in the past few weeks about the market. But that's not uncommon. That's going to happen a few times a year. So there are some uncertainties with everything. So some of the biggest technology companies right now are facing potential regulatory challenges, which you've probably seen if you've watched anything in the news that's abroad and overseas. The more tariffs obviously have gotten enacted, so we're not sure exactly what's going to happen with that or what trade agreements will come underway in the future. There's obviously been some news that's came out this week about that. There's been some political unrest, you know, military jostling, higher tensions with Iran in the past few weeks. And then there's just rising uncertainty, domestic and foreign, which has led businesses to delay investments, whether that's with hiring more people or investing in more technology or infrastructure, something like that.
Absolutely. You know, is this a busier time for you whenever people start hearing these reports about possibly a downturn in the stock market?
Yeah, we try to be as proactive at my office as possible, reaching out to those clients, answering those questions, because with the 24 hours news cycle, there's no shortage of articles you can click on, TV shows you can watch, or internet things going on. So
I'm sure that's true too. Sometimes you tune in and look at the stock market and it's down 600 points in a day. Overall, how is the stock market doing for the year? And if you could address that.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So the S&P 500 had returned about 18% for the first half of 2019. So as stocks rebounded from their pullback in December, we've been above average long-term returns, which Edward Jones would expect, about 5.5% to 7.5%. So we don't expect double-digit returns to continue, but just kind of managing expectations. We've had a great year so far with the market.
So it is on the positive trend, if you will.
That's correct. That's correct.
Another big thing in the stock market news was that the Federal Reserve decided to cut some interest rates. Why did they decide to do that now?
Yeah. So the Fed decided to cut interest rates because they wanted to expand or extend the expansion right now. So long-term rates have already declined, so lowering the rates help mortgages and other loans, which helps housing and other interest rate-sensitive sectors with the market.
Now, the corporate companies make up the majority of the stock market. How are they doing? Are their profits going well, or are they on the decline?
Yeah, so that's something a lot of people are continuing to watch. So corporate profits are rising slowly, which is a good sign for the market. Companies have to navigate kind of the cross currents skillfully. So in many cases, they've continued to eke out higher returns despite rising costs associated with their businesses.
Definitely. What are some of the things that people are conveying to you about the stock market, some of their fears? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so there's obviously higher volatility. We've had a good year like we just talked about, but higher uncertainty leads to higher volatility, which typically is something that happens late in market cycles. However, our outlook is actually positive due to the combined responses for our policymakers here in the United States, lower interest rates, and still solid fundamentals of economic and earnings growth, as we just talked about, with corporate earnings growing continuously.
No doubt about it. There's not too many more months left in the year, but overall, you say the stock market's looking pretty decent for this year.
Yeah, we've had a good year so far in the first half.
Absolutely. Anything that I've missed here this morning that you want to touch on a little bit?
Yeah, just want to continue to tell people just to keep manage their expectations, and it's a good time to maybe rebalance your portfolio. So a lot of people are worried about a recession, economic downturn. So just to put in perspective, 2000 to 2002, we had a bear market, which the tech crash happened. So 100% stock portfolio during that time would have been down 46%. A balanced portfolio would have been down only 18%. We've obviously had the bull market, the housing boom, 2002 to 2007. Then from 2007 to 2009, we had another bear market with the financial crisis. Then we've been in the current expansion, the bull market we've had since 2009 to 2018. So the entire period we've turned from 2000 to 2018 with 100% stock portfolio would have been 141% return. A balanced portfolio would have been 178% return. So it's a good thing to stay balanced, have asset allocation, and look at kind of your investments on a quarterly basis.
No doubt about it. Never too early to think about retirement, and you guys deal in that as well. Retirement savings, just savings in general, I'm sure. And you guys are open Monday through Friday?
That's correct. Yep, Kara and I are at the office. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit busy downtown this week with the Soybean Festival coming down. So I know they're already setting up down there last night about that. But yeah, stop by or give us a call.
Okay. Well, sounds great. We'll see you again next month. And thanks for stopping in this morning.
All right. I appreciate it.